I wasn't going to do this. I was not going to do this. I was not going to do this.
Seasoned with salt, with salt. Seasoned with salt, with salt.
What's up? This is Dominique Beaumonte, and you are listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. I had determined in my heart that I wasn't going to do this, but the way that the world is turning, and everything that I seem to post comes back to this, I gotta do it. Let me just first say that for some strange, unintentional reason, so I've been having this podcast for 5 years, and the biggest episode that I have ever had just so happens to be about the person that I'm getting ready to talk about. And I got like people threatening me. I got responses like people had some terrible things to say to me because I made a podcast about wanting to buy them. You know, so let me just preface this by saying the following. This is not an indictment on wanting to bind him. I'm not here to say what the Lord told her to do or don't do. I'm just offering a series of perspectives that have led to this point. For those of you that are unfamiliar with how we got here, let me just share with you a little bit. Juanita Bynum released an announcement noting that starting October the 6th, 2022, she will be having a prayer institute. The prayer institute cost the participant $1,499.99. It is offered by her. The seats are limited. It's going to take place in Atlanta, Georgia. She's going to, for this $1,499, offer 7 2-hour intensive sessions, provide you with a prayer institute tote bag, provide a prayer institute binder, provide an exclusive prayer institute journal, mantling of a full prayer shawl by her. She's going to put it on you. She is going to provide you with sacred anointed oil, and she is going to provide you with a prayer institute certificate. And at the end of each of the intensives, she's going to do a question and answer. This is going to be something that she has advertised. Immediately, the world responded, scrutinizing this idea. And a part of the reason why they scrutinized the idea is because people immediately said that prayer is free. Before I get into my response to people and even this idea of a prayer institute, I need to share that I am pro-entrepreneurship. I am pro-spiritual ministry. I believe that if the Lord inspired Juanita Bynum to participate and to lead a prayer institute, that she should obey God. I also believe that people who choose to attend Juanita Bynum's prayer institute should do so. If you got $1,499.99 and the Lord leads you to do that, you should do that without shame. You should do that with bells on it. This is not an indictment of Dr. Bynum, nor is it an indictment on entrepreneurialism, nor is it an indictment on those who might attend the event. Are we clear? In favor of this, let me just note that if somebody has an event where they are offering the amount of items for which Juanita Bynum is offering for this in-person institute, and you value her ministry, this is not a bad value. If you believe in the power of prayer, if you have seen through her ministry the power of prayer executed, and you want to gain the tools, tips, and techniques to emulate what you have seen her doing, then this is a worthwhile investment of your time and resources. That is not what this podcast episode is meant to address. In fact, I don't even necessarily need to mention Juanita Bynum's name, to be honest, because this is not about Juanita Bynum as much as it's about, let's say it's about those who choose not to participate. Imagine yourself, let's just say we're doing a role play, and you've come to me and you said, Dominique, Elder Belmonte, whoever, whatever you call me, Domo, Mr., Sir, nothing, Belmonte, whatever. You said, give me a reason why. Well, I think I have nothing negative against this conference. I can't reiterate that enough. But I just need to say that whether you're going there or after you leave, there will still be some truths that you will need to find out for yourself. And so let me give you somewhat of a free option. If, in fact, you do not have $1,499, this is not a duplication of whatever Dr. Bynum is presenting, as she has outlined. This is not a binder. I'm not mantling a prayer shawl over you. I am specifically telling you what I think might be an alternative in the event that you're not interested or you cannot attend. Number one, get your Bible. Get your Bible and turn to James, the 5th chapter, and the 16th verse, and do yourself a deep study. Get yourself a Greek Bible. Get yourself some Greek translating tools, and look up the words effectual, fervent, and righteous. If you don't have any of those tools, you can simply look them up in the dictionary or Google on your phone. Ask Siri, ask Alexa what those words mean, and begin there. If you want to best understand prayer, understand the words effectual, fervent, and definitely righteous. Now, of course, if I was positioning myself to do an institute, I'd offer you more scriptures. But I'd start with James 5 and 16. I'd also labor a little on Jesus' very example as the teacher of how to pray. He, to his disciples, specifically what they should pray for. Then, You shouldn't be going to any prayer conference, any prayer event, if you are not a participant in the prayer culture at your own church. Do you hear what I'm saying? Participate in the prayer culture at your own church. If you don't have one, get with your pastor and talk through with he or she the power of prayer, the result of prayer, ways to pray. Depend on God to speak to them to teach you so that you have tools that you can use to pray with power. As you are doing that, remember James 5 and 16. Okay? You don't have no Bible. You don't have time to read James 5 and 16. You don't got no pastor. You still want to know where prayer is. Let me tell you, there are free shut-ins. If you are aware of a free shut-in that is being executed by somebody who is over the age of 65, go there and sit and be taught. Go there and sit and be taught. You don't know where no shut-in is because they're unlikely to really have one in this day and time. That's fine. Call your grandmother. If you don't have a grandmother to call somebody, call one of your friend's grandmas. If your friends don't have a grandma and you know me, you can call my grandma. Call a grandparent. If you need to better understand what prayer is all about and you don't have $1,499.99. If you want to get a clear understanding of what prayer is, the result of prayer, you don't have money for a shawl or a binder, you need to get to some church where they're having testimony service. I'm talking about real old-fashioned testimony service. And you need to let them talk to you about what God is able to do. I say that because I believe, friends, that we are in a generation where people like wanting to buy them. I didn't say wanting to buy them. I'm saying people like wanting to buy them. Capitalize upon the fact that people run from a covering. And when I say covering, I'm talking about you partnering with your local assembly. I don't want to hear anybody who doesn't go to prayer at their own church but trying to go up to Atlanta for a prayer institute. I do believe that there will be some people who will spend $1,499 and they will go to Atlanta and they will be empowered with tools that they can bring back to use in their local assembly. I have no doubt that that is true. But charity starts at home. And you can't go out and be a public wonder, and locally people are wondering where you are. In fact, it's not enough for you to come back to your local assembly speaking in tongues and sweating and throwing prayer shawls and napkins over people if you don't have a rapport with your leader. We got to ask ourselves, what is the prayer culture at our local assembly and how we can be invested and involved in that? This is the kind of thing that I'm thinking about when I'm contemplating, you know, how to respond to this kind of stuff, because I know that more prevalent than anything, we've become a generation of people who like stardom. And we chase personalities, even in gospel, in ministry. And it is a very dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous thing. Because what happens is we make a Beyonce out of somebody that's supposed to be a vessel, a minstrel. And so rather than them, I'm not talking about one either, I'm just saying in general, rather than them pouring what God puts in them, they're bottling it up and selling it at a premium. And it's a dangerous thing. So I unction people to assess the state of their own prayer life, what it lacks. is there power in your prayer? Are you able to accomplish what God? And you know what? As you do that assessment, make an effort to get in alignment with what God's will is for your life. So that you are not limited to what you might be exposed to at a conference that somebody is doing in Georgia. Again, I ain't got no problem with Juanita Bynum. I'm mentioning her because she's having a prayer conference that people are talking about, and this podcast is called Season with Saul. And the scripture in Colossians, for which this podcast is named after, gives us the permission to know how to answer every man and know how to season conversation with Saul. What is Saul? It's Jesus Christ. It's bringing the gospel to every discussion. So that's what I'm doing. I wasn't going to say nothing, but